Ways and Means, Capital Construction, Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee, Thursday, July 5th, 2001, 10:30 a.m., Hearing Room H-170.
We're going to convene the subcommittee of the Capital Construction, Lottery and Bonding Committee, and we're going to recess the subcommittee of the subcommittee. And we will probably, we don't know when we're going to be able to get together.
And we are going to be taking some bills out of order so as to move the process along. We are not going to be taking action on the emergency fund. House Bill 5014. House Bill 2295 relating to quality education, we are not going to deal with. Senate Bill 9, Senate Bill 927 relating to prescription drugs. House Bill 2852 relating to salaries of certain elected public office holders. Senate Bill 70 relating to courts. Senate Bill 3968. Relating to state finance.
House Bill.
Or House Bill, I'm sorry. House Bill 3968 is not going to be dealt with at this time. So if there's anyone sitting here anticipating those bills coming up, they're not going to be coming up in this session this afternoon. They may be available for pickings a little later, depending on the sense of urgency.
No emergency fund. I can go there. Sir.
No emergency fund, so you can ask for at least an hour and a half. Okay, we'll open a public hearing, or not public hearing, but work session on, housing is not here.
Senate Bill 5526.
Is housing?
Not yet.
Okay. House Bill 2515 relating to funding access to rural health care. We'll open the work session. Mr. Britton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to hand out to you a copy of the engrossed House Bill 2515. A copy of a proposed amendment. This is the dash A11 amendment. And finally, a copy of a draft budget report. Mr. Chair, with your permission, I'd like to review a couple of the points on 2515.
Okay.
House Bill 2515 with a proposed dash A11 amendment would require the Department of Administrative Services to transfer 11.2% of Medicaid upper payment limit funds available for 2001-03 to the Oregon Rural Health Association after multiple obligations within the budget are met. This amounts to a payment of $15 million approximately. There are two budgetary obligations, $101.3 million of multiple funds to the Oregon Health Sciences University and $99.2 million to the State School Fund. After those obligations have been met, we expect the remaining revenue will be $133.9 million. And then that's where we get to the 11.2%. That would equal $15 million. DAS is given $15 million of other funds expenditure limitation in the A11 amendment. If the revenue we receive through the MUPL mechanism is higher than expected, the Oregon Rural Health Association would receive 11.2% of the additional revenue. Likewise, if the revenue is less, the Rural Health Association would receive somewhat less money. One final point, the expected MUPL revenue available for 2001-03 is $334.4 million, and this number is net of a $6.9 million payment to the health districts involved in the MUPL mechanism.
Are there any questions of staff on the explanation of the dash A11 amendments to House Bill 2515?
Yes.
Representative Schrader.
The $6.9 million payment, is that done in this bill?
Mr. Chair and Representative Schrader, it is not done in this bill. It's done through contract with the health districts between the state of Oregon and the health districts. And the $334 million figure is net of that payment being taken out. So it's what the 334 is what's returned to the state.
But just to follow up, so as I understand it, there's going to be a net $15 million for this rural health trust. And the $6.9 million we don't need to deal with here since it'll be taken out of the MUPL money as it goes through the process.
Mr. Chair and Representative Schrader, that's correct.
Okay. Are there further questions? If not, do you want to explain the, is there a budget note attached to this?
No, Mr. Chair, the budget report, the draft budget report explains this and it assumes that the amendment is adopted, the A11 amendment is adopted.
Okay. Kevin Earls, are you here for the Hospital Association? Oh, Ed Patterson, I'm sorry, I didn't see his legend back there. I knew that adrenaline would pump. Are you okay with this amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, and the Oregon Hospital Association is going to go out and raise the other $5 million, is that what the deal is?
And Mr. Chair, our original agreement was $20 million and $15 million comes the price, so we haven't talked about doing that, but it's the intention of the Rural Health Association to go out and try to get other grants to the Rural Health Association to provide services for rural health.
Okay, I think it's our intention if we can keep exercising this machine, term used loosely, but if we can use this method, that it's our intention to fund the rural health program up to the level that we are committed to fund. I believe that's the legislature's intention, recognizing what the limitations are that we're caught up in. But if some additional funds become available, that's something we can continue to pursue with you.
Mr. Chair, according to the budget summary, we will have Lazarus coming back.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Co-Chair Weston.
Thank you. With all the, oh no, I wouldn't go that far. With all the wonders of modern technology, I'm surprised that Mr. Rutledge hasn't been in contact with you because this was an understanding reached between the executive branch and your immediate, what's his title?
He's the president of the Hospital Association.
The executive director of the Hospital Association. So, anyway, he was in the loop on these conversations and came to some understanding with the governor. So, sorry for us to be the ones to deliver the surprise to you, but...
I understand.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I clarify one more thing?
In
the budget report, we note in the last sentence that the Rural Health Association is a nonprofit organization. As such, it is permitted to receive other kinds of contributions, donations, or payments. And we don't need that in this bill either.
Now, my only question is $5 million different? Is used to backfill the question on the emergency care in the hospital? Is that your understanding, Mr. Patterson?
Mr. Chair, I'm not aware of the $5 million deal that apparently was cut between my boss and the executive branch, so I'm not sure what kind of commitment was made.
Are you aware of anything, Mr. Britton?
Mr. Chair, what I'm aware of is that the state school fund will receive an additional $5 million of MUPL revenue. That will replace an additional $5 million of general fund. That general fund is, as I understand it, being used to restore presumptive eligibility within the Oregon Health Plan.
That would make some sense, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Co-Chair Westlin would now move the A11 amendments to House Bill 2515. Is there discussion? Representative Schrader.
To move the process along here, I'm going to be a yes, but reserve the right to vote no on the floor, given the arrangements that come to light here. But I appreciate the good work, Co-Chairs.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to the adoption of these amendments? Not there, so approved. Co-Chair Westlin now moves House Bill 2515 out to the Full Ways and Means Committee as amended. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Not, it's been so ordered.
Carry.
Co-Chair Westlin, carried on the House side, no, carried on the Senate. Yes.
You and I better.
Yeah, we
can't be on the floor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, we have a person who indicated they may not vote for it. Representative Hill?
You bet.
He's a rural guy.
Can I impose on you?
Yeah, he's a rural guy.
I'm a big rural supporter.
Okay.
Hill and
Senator Clarno?
Certainly.
We can carry it on the Senate floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one?
Okay.
House Bill 2057, we'll open the work session on that. This is relating to state finance, the Rainy Day Fund.
Mr. Co-Chair, I have again the B engrossed version of House Bill 2057. Is that to you, sir? As well as a dash B16 amendment to this bill. House Bill 2057 B engrossed establishes an economic security fund. The B16 and the B engrossed version of the bill adds funding from tobacco settlement dollars, as I understand it, some general fund dollars, and some Medicaid upper payment limit funds as well. The B16 amendment essentially strips the bill down. Well, the only thing that is left is lines 1 through 25 on the first page. And then the rest of the B16 amendment establishes the Economic Security Fund, and it lays out some parameters for how the balance is to be used by the Legislative Assembly or the governor. However, it does not put any funding into the fund. So it establishes the Economic Security Fund, but it does not put funding in it.
I'd like to move the amendments.
Okay, is there discussion on the amendments? Representative Schrader now moves the committee adopt the dash B16 amendments. Now, let me ask staff, section 1 of the amendments, section 2 and section 3 replace the House Bill 2057.
Yes, sir. The only part of the B engrossed version of House Bill 2057 that stays is lines 1 through 25, whereas this part right here, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And then delete the rest of it?
Yes, nope. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there discussion?
No.
Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? Not, it's so ordered. Senator Clarno now moves House Bill 2057 as amended out to the Full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Is there objection? Not, it's so ordered. Does this go to the House or Senate?
It's a House bill.
Hasn't been.
I'll take it.
Has it been to the house?
No.
I don't think we've seen it.
No, yes, it has, because we passed it on the floor.
I thought it had been there.
Mr. Co-Chair, I just wanted to make sure I got recorded as an enthusiastic aye on this bill.
Senator Brown will be recorded as an enthusiastic aye on this bill.
I'd be delighted, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2057.
Good job.
House Bill, are we ready to move House Bill 3721?
Yes.
Okay. House Bill 3721 relating to economic development. Open the work session.
You have copies of the bill?
No.
Whoops, this is different.
I didn't hear that.
No, that's fine.
Excuse me.
We'll open the work session on Senate Bill 486. Close the work session on House Bill 3721. Ms. McGlashan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, you'll probably recall that you heard earlier this session about the passage by Congress of the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act of 2000, which resulted in some increased federal forest revenues that were intended to go to specific counties for roads and schools. And the school portion of that revenue winds up going through the equalization formula. Senate Bill 486 A engrossed would leave that revenue outside of the formula. The amendments that you have, the dash 89 amendments before you, essentially change Senate Bill 486 and clarify that the revenue stays inside the formula and makes those revenues permanently local revenues.
Is there a discussion? Representative Schrader.
Just going to move the amendments.
Representative Schrader now moves the dash 89 amendments to Senate Bill 486. Discussion. Is there objection to the amendments? Not, it's so ordered. Is it ready to go? Or budget? Okay. Senator Carno now moves Senate Bill 486 as amended out to the full Ways and Means Committee where they do pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so ordered.
Objection.
Object? Okay, there's Senator Brown.
Representative. I apologize.
No, I'm fine.
I'm a yes. I apologize.
And I'm fine too, Mr. Co-Chair.
What were we objecting to?
I was just holding up my file. I feel like I'm at an auction and I can't raise my hand on anything.
I'm just catching up as to what we just did, so I'm okay now.
After
Trader convinced him.
After being in a kickboxing tournament for the last 4 hours, I feel any movement now, I'm getting kind of punchy. All right, motion passes. Senator Farioli will carry the bill for that poll and Ways and Means. Representative Bill, can you carry it on the House side?
Sure.
All right.
I would do it if you didn't want to.
I'll be okay.
Okay. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 486. Open the work session on House Bill 3721. Mr. Bender.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3721 is before you for purposes of consideration of the Dash 1 amendments. The Dash 1 amendments completely replace the contents of the original bill. I've distributed to you a packet of materials which includes the Dash 1 amendments And beneath that, there is a explanation, a one-page explanation of what the amendments do, and a revenue impact statement from the Legislative Revenue Office. What these amendments do is they create the Local Economic Development Project Fund. This would be a new fund that would be appropriated to the Oregon Economic and Community Development Commission for purposes of funding local economic development projects. If you look at the summary sheet that I have there, I just talked about the first one. I'd like to point out that this is related to the bill that you just passed, because what this bill does is it takes the, it's relating to the fund, the additional funds that the state will be receiving from the federal government under the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act. This act will increase the amount of funding that's available to schools. Under the act, approximately 80 to 85% of the monies from Forest Service lands will be distributed, 75% for roads and 25% for schools. These amendments do not affect that distribution, but what they do is they provide funds to the Local Economic Development Project Fund by transferring dollars in an amount equal to the increased funding for schools in the new federal act into the Local Economic Development Project Fund. This is estimated to be approximately $30 million per biennium. These funds would be transferred from the state school fund into the Local Economic Development Project Fund so that the funds would be made available for local economic development projects. Schools would be eligible to request these funds from the counties that are receiving them, and the counties could distribute them either to schools or to other economic development projects in their jurisdiction. The bill would not become operative for this biennium, the 01-03 biennium. It is delayed until the next biennium, 03-05, and would remain in effect for the 03-05 and 05-07 biennia. After that, the bill would sunset. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of staff on the amendments of House Bill 3721?
Request for information, sir.
Representative Schrader.
After the hearing, I'd like a list of the counties and the dollar amounts you'd be talking about.
Do you have a list of the counties?
Yes, I do. And I can distribute that now.
Okay.
We need a passage.
Oh, okay. Under this table, which has more numbers than you need, the one that you would want to look at is the second to the last column, where it says county revenue increase schools. These would be the estimates of the annual amount of funds that would be distributed to counties for local economic development projects. Because we're talking of a biennial appropriation, these amounts are indexed and increase each year. That is how the $13.6 million total that you see in that column becomes $25 million for 2 years in 03, 04, 05. But that basically shows the distribution of these funds if you doubled them and added a little bit.
Representative Hill.
So under this scheme, then what we're trying to do here is develop a mechanism to bypass the distribution formula in K through 12 and allow counties to give the monies directly back to the schools rather than letting these dollars run through the formula.
Mr. Bender?
The effect of these amendments would be to allow the additional funding that the state is receiving for schools under the new Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act, that's an amount of approximately $30 million per biennium, to be used for economic development. It would essentially allow those funds, or that amount of funds, to be used for those purposes.
If I may pass.
No, used by Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My county does not have any federal forest lands. We won't receive any of these payments. Since Measure 5, my county has contributed its disproportionate share to fulfill the obligation of the increasing obligation of the state to schools. My schools have suffered as a result of this in helping to support other schools around the state, and I cannot support this diversion of dollars, and I'll be a no.
Is there further discussion? Representative Schrader.
I have some concerns about, I think to answer Representative Hill's earlier question, we don't hurt rural schools, but we don't help rural schools with this. This just becomes a shift in dollars out of the state school fund for all schools for rural economic development. I do question why we're not using OEDD to do this. We seem to have a huge lottery expansion of help for rural and distressed communities. But in deference to the co-chairs, I will probably be a courtesy yes here, sir.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Co-Chair, I want to express my concerns as well. I will not be a courtesy yes unless I'm needed to be a courtesy yes. But I am extremely concerned about the impact that this will have on Clatsop, Columbia, Sherman, and Washington counties, and the impact on our schools overall.
Okay. Is there further discussion? If not, the chair would move the amendments to 3721, the -1 amendments, dated 7501. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Brown, it will be recorded as a no.
I really like the underlying bill.
Okay. Any other no votes? Representative Hill, be recorded as voting no. Any other votes? If not, motion passes. Let's let Representative Simmons say this.
About Greg Smith.
Greg Smith?
Representative Smith.
Okay, Representative
excellent
Smith.
Excellent choice.
Oh, you want to move it? Oh, okay. I guess we got to do that.
We don't have to.
I can change my vote if you want.
No?
Yeah, that's yours.
Chair would now move that we send House Bill 3721 as amended out to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Those recorded as voting no will be Representative Hill and Senator Brown. Is there any other further no vote? Not the motion passes. Let Senator Farioli carry it full. Senator Farioli can carry it in the Senate, and Representative Greg Smith can carry it in the House. Okay, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3721. Open the work session on Senate Bill 5526, Housing and Community Services.
You make that. Okay. Balance out. You just did. You got a deal.
Okay, Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.